Hi, everyone. Maybe before we get started, how many of you do know about ham radio? This is kind of the topic of the room, I know, but still, OK? And how many of you are ham radio licensed? Nice. OK, good. I still have included a small introduction.
Please put up your hands again, though, for your license.
License operators, please. All right. So I still have a brief presentation and introduction to the topic for you. Your experience with ham radio might not be my experience, so I think this introduction is interesting. And then we will have a brief overview of what ham radio and open source means. Not everybody understands open source the same way, especially, I think, in ham radio community. You will see that open source in ham radio did face and does face a few obstacles. We will pinpoint a few of those. We will see the workarounds. And then finally, we will talk about M17, which is the project that I want to talk about today. So first, who am I? So I'm a research engineer at the University of Liège in Belgium. I do mainly embedded systems and RF. I'm a licensed ham radio operator for 2 years now, call sign Oscar November 4, Mike Oscar Delta. I joined the M17 project 1 year ago, right after FOSDEM. Wow. And I mostly do hardware design, some of which you can see on the table in front of you. We'll go back to that later, and work on firmware. Okay. Amateur radio, I think you, then almost everybody knows about this logo for ham radio. This is a technical hobby. The goal is to experiment, to play around, to have your hands dirty. It allows you to legally transmit on certain frequencies which are allocated to amateur radio operations, and which you cannot do if you don't have your license, of course. The hobby is extremely vast. So you have operators which will do what we call DX, which is reaching the furthest away on the globe using lowest power or specific modes, frequencies, whatever, which is called working the bands. You have people which are dedicated in antennas, transceivers, reception, transmission, whatever. It's very, very, very vast. And I think most of you also know that the mainstream products come from just a few brands, ICOM, Yaesu, Kenwood, and then that's pretty much it. And you have the Chinese brands, and usually your typical AM radio, Joe operator or whatever doesn't know about those Chinese brands.